Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is March 6th, 2024. Today's song recommendation is Heaven's Here by Mercy Me. This song was sent to me today by a friend. I'd never heard it before, but I just loved it. So I thought that I would incorporate this song into today's message. I have just a little bit of time to come on today and thought we could continue reading one chapter at a time. We have left off on chapter 22 in the book of Genesis. This chapter, there's been a movie done about it recently. I can't remember the name of it, but it has to do with Abraham getting the most, well, the test of time, I think. God asked him to sacrifice his son, the son that he had wanted for so long, and he finally got with Sarah in there, and he was 100 and she was in her 90s, and then now God is going to tell him to sacrifice his son. So this is quite an account of Abraham's faith confirmed. So let's go ahead and get started. I do want to say that I pray that God shows us something new, that we have a new ear to hear, new eyes to see, and a new heart to feel, and that he teaches something to us today, something new, something that we didn't quite hear before, that he just reveals something afresh to us as we read this chapter. In the name of Jesus, amen. Abraham's faith confirmed. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham! And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, My father! And he said, Here I am, son, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham! So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord Will Provide, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Pause. Jam-packed full of similarities to God offering his one and only son on the cross, Jesus Christ. I love the way it starts out, because it was, I said earlier, the test of time. This was quite the test, I think, even more than Job's, because it's recorded that Abraham was going to obey God to the very letter, to his very word. And he just says, here I am. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Here I am. I will obey your voice. Here I am. So then he tells him, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering, as one of the on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. But instead of God saying, oh no, I can't do that. I love you, God, but I've waited all this time for my son, and I'm not going to offer him on that as a sacrifice to you. It just records Abraham rose early in the morning, saddles his donkey, and he takes off with his two men, within Isaac, and he splits the wood, the burnt offering, and he goes up to the mountain where God told him to go. And I just love that on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And then he tells the young men to stay there with the donkey. And I'm sure the young men were thinking, okay, what's going on here? And he says that they're going to go, he and his son are going to go up yonder and worship. But he says to the two young men, and we will come back to you. This is how strong a faith Abraham had. He tells the man, we will come back to you. I don't know what God's doing here. Abraham had such great faith that he knew that even if his son was sacrificed, that God would raise him again, because he had stood next to God before Sodom and Gomorrah are destroyed. He has this conversation with God, asking God to change his mind about destroying everybody in Sodom. So he knows that whatever happens to his son, that God will provide his son back. He had this great faith, because he tells his two young men, we'll be back. We'll be back. We'll come back to you. But what similarities God is showing us here, that God is willing to sacrifice his own son for us. And those that have faith in him will have everlasting life with him. And this song that was recommended to me today, Heaven's Here. Sometimes, I said in my last message that I sit at the window and I look, you know, and I'm just reminded that one day God's going to return on the clouds, and he is. But we have to live on the earth. If we have the Holy Spirit of God, heaven is with us at each step, each trial, each decision, each and every day, from the second we wake up to the second we go to sleep. He is with us. Heaven is with us. We don't have to wait for him to return. He, in the person of the Holy Spirit, he lives in us. But I just do love this story of Abraham's such strong faith. We all want that faith, don't we? He had reached his faith. He had made a lot of mistakes beforehand. We've been reading about Abraham's story. But then Isaac is asking his dad, well, I see the burnt offering. And I see that he's got obviously a torch lit. He says he took the fire in his hand. And Isaac asks his dad, "Well, okay, father. I see the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" He's got to be panic mode right here. And then, of course, Isaac straps the wood onto his back and lays him on this altar, and he's got to be freaking out. But I always think after this, was Isaac ever able to forget this? I doubt it. I doubt it. And I am sure that his dad Abraham shared with him that this is the faith that we need to have, to always trust in God's plan, to stay in his will. Just earlier, I was like, God, I am so blessed. I don't deserve blessings, but I am so blessed. I have a lot of health issues, but I am so blessed. I am so blessed. Do I deserve his blessing? No. I don't feel that I do. But he blesses me anyway, because I have faith in his son. I have faith in his son. I have to pause here for just a moment. Sorry about that. So, yes, it was just today, and this isn't the first time, but tears just started rolling down my face because do we deserve anything from him? We don't. But yet he gives and he gives and he gives. And even though we think, oh gosh, I can't take one more thing, today's not a good day, or whatever the case may be, we've got to remember, are we alone? No. If we believe in him, if we have faith in him, if we have trust in him, he is with us. He's not leaving us nor forsaking us. Never. He isn't. So Abraham tells his son Isaac, well, let's read that again. He says, here I am, son. Then he said, look, the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide. God will provide. God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. Did Abraham really know that God was going to provide that lamb? No. But he had faith that he would. He had faith that he would. He said, God will provide the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they go to the place, and Abraham, he's building the altar, and he's placing the wood in order, and he binds Isaac and his son and lays him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretches out his hand, and he takes the knife to slay his son. He took it all the way to raising that knife up, ready to slay his son. But then the angel of the Lord speaks out of heaven and he says, Abraham, Abraham, says again, here I am. And he says, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God. Because remember, he's trusting Abraham so from his seed would come the Messiah. So he had to have a man that could have this kind of faith, that would do this, to follow through with what he requested. He had to make sure Abraham had that heart and that faith. And he says, now I know that you fear me. And since you have withheld your son, your only son, from me. Because remember, God has been with Abraham all along. And he's been promising Isaac to Abraham and Sarah, and they finally, they're in old age, and they're like, well, Abraham's ready to give his inheritance to his servant, his top servant. And God says, no, from your seed I will fill the nations. So God has been with Abraham all along. And Abraham lifted his eyes and he looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. The beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. We've got to have that trust in Jesus. We have to trust him in all things. Gosh, I'm actually in the book of Job right now. And that story is quite something, you know. Everybody that has ever gone through any hardships will always think of the book of Job. It's a really great book, but we'll get there soon enough. So Abraham calls this place the Lord will provide, and it's there to this day, according to scripture. The Lord will provide. Then the angel of the Lord calls a second time out of heaven, and he says, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of the enemies." Right there, the gate of the enemies, he's talking about his natural flesh, his generations that come from his actual, the sons of Abraham, the Israel. In your seed, but there he's talking about Jesus. In your seed, from your seed, from your seed, all the way to Mary, comes Jesus. And from that blessing, he will multiply, and that's where we come in. His descendants that fill the earth, we shall be blessed because Abraham obeyed his voice. And then so Abraham returns to his young men, and they rose and they went together to Beersheba. I just love this story because it reminds us of Jesus Christ being sacrificed on the cross for our sins, so that we might be forgiven. Not everybody believeth in him. There's a lot of people on the fence. But look, if you're in the Old Testament and you're reading this and you're stuck in the Old Testament, you have not opened the New Testament. The seed that is being talked about here is Jesus, and I know that you're looking for your Messiah, but he came. He fulfilled all the scriptures, all the prophetic word. Start writing those down. Because remember, Jesus, he kept quiet. He didn't tell people what to do. He kept quiet because scripture had to be fulfilled. But he wasn't telling people what to do. He wasn't telling them to whip him and do all this because it needed to be fulfilled. No, he let man fulfill what was supposed to take place because it was prophetic. And this is how we know that Jesus is the Messiah, all the way to the cross. He didn't say, "Hey, you gotta nail me to the cross because that's what it says in the Old Testament." No, he didn't put any of those ideas in anybody's head. He told the apostles, "On the third day I will rise again," and they didn't believe. Their eyes were opened after the fact. They had to see him for proof. But you and I, we fall under blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. I love this story of Abraham. And I apologize if I fumbled my words anywhere. But that's really all I have time to say today. I hope this message has blessed you in some way. We will continue in chapter 23 as soon as possible. Before I sign off today, I had a chance to listen back to this message, and boy, I fumbled my words. I'm sure you caught that. I hate when I do that, but that's okay. You know what I meant. I said God instead of Abraham, Isaac instead of Abraham. Oh, I said Isaac saw the burnt offering. I apologize for my fumbling in my words. I will always be upfront with you guys. And I keep forgetting that next
next episode, if I see anything or hear anything, I should say, that I've really fumbled my words, I will on the next message let you know about that. All right, so that being said, all the glory to God. I give him all the glory in all that I do. Much love to all. Until next time. Bye.